summer means Kentucky Shakespeare in Louisville, and we've got members of Kentucky Shakespeare with me today. Brantley Dunaway has joined me, producing artistic director. Also, Madison Dunaway, lead actress, and Paul Kiernan is an actor in the upcoming production of Twelfth Night. Welcome, everybody.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you. Hello.
Brantley, Twelfth Night, tell us about the setting of your production this summer.
Well, you know, it's a unique setting this year. It has a Celtic theme, so we've really kind of gone back and looked at the culture and some of the social dynamic and really selected that setting to help tell this story. Part of that is based on, you know, some of the relationships between men and women. So we're focusing on masculine and femininity versus, you know, the whole stereotypical male and female role. So that kind of is where it started. And then if Shakespeare was to have written a musical, Twelfth Night would be it. So it is interlaced with original music by Bentley Rhodes and an entire six-piece band that has Celtic themes and a Celtic sound to it with a little modern twist. So.
Hmm. And Paul Kiernan, you're coming in from where?
Salt Lake City.
All right.
This is my second season with the festival.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How did you get involved with Kentucky Shakespeare?
Jane Page, who directed Much Ado About Nothing last season, I had worked with her out in St. Louis, and she asked me if I wanted to come here and work. And Brantley said, no, I don't know this man. I don't want him here. But then I came in and I just really enjoyed the festival. I enjoy the community so much. And I love live outdoor Shakespeare. I just do. And so there's not many places in the country who are doing it a lot. And this is a great place to do it. So I thought, yay, I get to come back.
Well, I saw a photo of the set in Madison. It really impressed me. What's it like to be out there? Not only outdoors, but when such an amazing set like that.
It's absolutely magical. That's one of the things that we fell in love with about doing this festival. It's that being outdoors, but then creating that world within a world and how the park sort of complements all of that, and to be able to play in this magical Celtic place that has rocks and this gorgeous manor house and a beautiful waterfall, and then you're out surrounded by the incredible trees in the park and the fireflies coming to life at night and people with their dogs. It's like no other experience you ever get to have as an actor.
Mm-hmm. Well, believe it or not, I'm a big Shakespeare fan, but I've always concentrated on the tragedies. And I've never read Twelfth Night, so Brantley, can you just give me a summation of the story?
Sure. Twelfth Night, you know, it's one of his comedies, and of course, being a Shakespeare fan, you'll know that means there's a wedding somewhere in there, right? Mm. Twelfth Night is a show that's a little bit about disguise. It's about a twin brother and sister who are shipwrecked, and they find themselves in the lost land of Illyria, and they're separated, and neither one of them know that the other one has actually survived the wreck, and they have to be able to navigate within this culture, and they're thrust in this community about a duke who is exhibiting the ideas of what it is and trying to explore love. And Olivia is also there, and she's, you know, pushing off his advances. And the entire play starts to address the different elements and hues and tones of what love is and how we express love and how each of these relationships are connected through a caring and a passion of loving one another and caring one another. And that goes, there's a through line through all the different, characters, even Sir Toby, the character that Paul plays. We get to hear towards the end that his character is off and has fallen in love. And it's really about even Sebastian and some of his relationships. He actually ends up having two, and how they're connecting and how we're all connected as humans.
Well, Madison and Paul, since it's got a Celtic setting, are you complete with accents?
Absolutely, we sure are, and that's been really fun to work on because we've been able to find different hues of that. Everyone has a little different texture to it, depending on their social class where they come from exactly. And it's been a tremendous amount of fun. And the language actually really lends itself to that sort of a dialect. And you hear words in a different sort of crisper way than I think you would if you were trying to just do the straight American dialect or even a higher standard pronunciation of British. Mm. What do you think, Paul?
I agree with you. I think there's a musicality in Shakespeare already that's inherent in the work, and the Irish dialect just heightens that musicality, and the words kind of float along on top of it. And I don't think it's... I've never done this dialect working with Shakespeare, but it really does enhance that experience for the actor, and I'm sure for the people who are hearing it as well. It's quite a... It's a nice little lyrical, musical lilt to it. It's nice.
That's one of the aspects of being an actor that I'm fascinated by, to be able to affect a dialect like that at all. First, you have to memorize your lines. With Shakespeare, you have to present Shakespeare language in a way that modern audiences will understand. But then on top of that, in a dialect that you had to affect for the setting.
Mm-hmm. We have a great dialect coach who was here with us for the first week, and we have source material, and so it's an ongoing thing, you know. It's, but it's just one of those tools that actors have to have.
One of the wonderful teachers I had at Shakespeare Theatre Company said to me that acting was aerobic, and I think when you add Shakespeare on top of that, it actually becomes more acrobatic than even aerobic, because there are all of these different layers that you get to exercise as you go through as an actor, and you are completely exhausted by the end and completely exhilarated at the same time.
You know, that's the notion of understanding Shakespeare and serving it up to the audience, I think, kind of gets a bad rap. I know that in high school it's forced down our throats by, you know, teachers who read it at you. It's meant to be spoken. And once you start speaking it, it's not a foreign language. And people say, you're speaking that Shakespeare, but it is, well, so many of our words are still there. People say, oh, he never used contractions, but he did. And it's not as difficult as people think. So, I mean, if people haven't seen Shakespeare, this is the place to see it. In this setting, with this company, it's so accessible. It's so lovely. And any Shakespeare fears you have, this will purge you of those.
Well, Brantley Dunaway, why don't you talk about the Kentucky Shakespeare experience when someone comes to Central Park in Louisville? What will they experience?
Well, you know, first, it's the oldest free Shakespeare festival in the country. And, you know, we've tried to add a couple of other things to kind of enhance the experience and also to maintain that accessibility of free for those that would not normally be able to purchase a ticket. So, you know, a couple of things that we've added this in the last couple of years, of course, we have a full beverage liquor license. So there's an array of frozen and cool beverages to enjoy in the park. This year we added catering. So now that families can call and they can order gourmet catering, thanks to City Cafe, at cold lamb sandwiches and cordon bleu wraps and trifle and all these kind of things with bottle service and wine service. So we can actually, they can order catering and have their picnic delivered right to the park. And then we've added some, started to add some Adirondack chairs, which are some of our VIP seating, which comes with wait service and stuff like that. So there's a certain type of person that wants a heightened experience when they come out to the park, and they want to be catered to a little bit. So we're slowly starting to add some of those extra amenities so that it really becomes that family environment, and you're catered to, and you're able to come out and be a part of the world.
Well, that's one thing I've noticed about the audiences that attend Kentucky Shakespeare is the varied demographics that are there.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's, you know, last year we were at Much Ado About Nothing, and you have this experience every year, and we're sitting there and you'll see this a family that's probably seen better days or not very high on the economic, you know, climbing ladder, and they'll come to the park because it provides something for them, and there's some consistency and there's some safety, and they're getting to expose their children to a cultural experience that might not normally be there. And then two seats down, you'll see someone who's very successful and very much secure in their economic standing, and they don't know, and they don't care, and they live in the human condition, and they commune with each other, and they come together And they're not bound by socioeconomic concerns. And what draws them and what binds those people together is the celebration of the human condition and the joy of poetry that's lasted in our society for over 400 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a busy time for you. Not only do you have the productions of the plays that start 12th Night beginning June 20th?
Actually, yeah, we have previews on Tuesday and Wednesday. Now, a preview for us is considered a rehearsal, but we invite folks to come out and enjoy the show. But it's that first chance for the actors to actually start connecting with the audience and allow that energy to feed them. And then our official opening is on Thursday.
Okay, good. And on top of that, the Monday movie nights?
Monday movie nights, there are five movies. Most of that information is available on our website. So every Monday that we're normally dark with the show, folks can come out and see movies for 5 weeks. Of course, there's live music that plays. Kloggin will be the opening night entertainment for Thursday, June 20th. They'll be playing for an hour with our special guest of honor. The Consul General from Ireland will be joining us. Aidan Cronin, I think is how I say his name.
Excellent.
So it's there's something for everybody, whether it's music, movies, theater. It's fun.
Shakespeare in the Park is at Central Park on 4th Street and Park Avenue in downtown Louisville. And for tickets and information, or information on it, it's kyshakespeare.com. And there's a phone number, too, right? It's
502-574-9900.
Okay, again, 502-574-9900 for Kentucky Shakespeare and Shakespeare in the Park. Brantley Dunaway, Madison Dunaway, and Paul Kiernan, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.